exciting, CITR's annual band competition is in its 30th year of promoting new, local bands and providing great prizes. Shindig happens every Tuesday at Pat's Pub and Brewhouse at 403 East Hastings. So come check out the talent while they compete to win studio time, features in Discorder magazine, buttons, merch, and more. Enjoy locally made beer, pool, and CITR DJs spinning after the bands. Shindig Night 5 is happening this Tuesday, November 17th, featuring The Gins, Pale Red, and Zoo Strategies. Cover is $6 at the door, and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people, so check out The Real Deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Welcome to The Medicine Show, a variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music, laughter, and hopefully some insight. My name is Jason Lawrence, and we were broadcasting, webcasting, and podcasting on CITR.ca 101.9 FM in Vancouver, from Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These nations were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. These nations have millennia-old protocols for welcome, blessing, and acknowledgments on their territories. A people whose traditions have been communal and rooted in spiritual ceremonials and values. We like to give thanks for sharing so much of what they understand, stand on, and stand for. I would also like to thank the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Many people could learn from such courage, so thank you humbly. Tonight's prescription is love life and it will show. Live love and it will grow. We will be doing an uplifting guided breathing and then stimulating meditation with music and some stories from guests. We're not here to put you to sleep, but rather to wake up part of you that thrives on connecting with the spirit. So, tonight we'll be welcoming back on The Medicine Show Molly Warner and Eli Kaiser to follow up with updates on their dance festival, their Fire Dance Festival, and an emotional alchemist and Ascension teacher, Lori Morningstar. We'll be back on The Medicine Show after this dose of Rising Appalachia, the song called Medicine. Thank you.
rushing is violence, and so is your silence when it's rooted in compliance. To stand firm in loving defiance, make Archer Alliance, give voice to the fire. Move people to the beat of the wind, gather yourself and begin to dance the song until it ends. We are winners, champions of the light, forming in numbers and might. Keep the truth close in sight. Medicine woman, medicine man, walking with grace, I know your face and I trust your hands. Medicine woman, medicine man, walking with grace, I know your face and I trust your hands. Find your teachers in the voice of the forests. Unplug, you can't ignore this wisdom of the voiceless. Remedies are bountiful and surround us from the garden to the farthest. Pray you're made of stardust. Find your healing in the music that calls you, the voice that enthralls you. What do you belong to? Eyes out, there's the setting of the sun. Give thanks to each and everyone. The lesson is the medicine woman, medicine man. Walking with grace, I know your face and I trust your hands. Medicine woman, medicine man. Walking with grace, I know your face and I trust your hands.
Back into the messages and actions. The art is feeding, stop, start the disbelieving. Cause the garden holds the shards, the medicine is in the seeds. When we hold tight to our right to protect, and we know our might is tenfold in connection. Our elders hold them bright lights, we protect them. The medicine is evident, the wolf, the hawk, the bear clan. We hold tight to our right to protect, and we know our might is tenfold in connection. Our elders hold them bright lights, we protect them. The medicine is evidence, the wolf, the hawk, the medicine woman, medicine man. Walking with grace, I know your face and I trust your hands. Medicine woman, medicine man. Walking with grace, I know your face and I trust your hands.
Hello, welcome back to the Medicine Show. Tonight, we are welcoming back Eli Kaiser and Molly Hannah Warner. Hi, how are you?
Hello.
We're good.
It's really good to have you guys back. Eli and Molly is they're a husband and wife team working to bring healing to others and to the earth. Their healing methods weave together energy healing and shamanic work, body work, yoga, living foods, spirit plants, ceremony, of course, healing power of song. They teach 200-hour yoga teacher training courses that emphasize working knowledge of the energy body. They also teach divining light, is it?
Divine light, energy healing.
We got mixed up on the last one about that, too. Divine light energy healing courses that train and empower others to become healers, run ceremony on a regular basis, and offer private healings and memberships. They play guitar and banjo and the traditional native hand drum and use voice as a healing vibrating tool. So along in the studio with these two as well is Lori Morningstar. Hello.
Hi.
We'll get you set up with some headphones in a second. So we were preparing to do a bit of a breathing thing. So let's bring in some music for the background of that, and that would be just do this one right there. Oh, but I just saw the song with the music that we were just playing there. And then, okay, so we're gonna go into this breathing, guided breathing. Can you tell us about that?
Well, before we move into our guided meditation, we'll take you through a bit of breathing work to help ground you, get you into your body. And so we'll be using some breath work that would be from yoga or from just regular breathing exercises, and it helps to center you and release whatever emotions might be going on in your body at that time and help you be present for the meditation.
Excellent. Okay, so let's bring on some music that'll back that up, and you can start whenever you're ready. Everybody relax and sit back and enjoy.
Taking an inhale through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. Close your eyes. Place one hand on your belly, just below your belly button. And as you inhale, allow your belly to gently press your hand away, feeling the expansion your lower abdomen. And as you exhale, allowing that abdomen, your belly, to gently press inwards, pushing all the air out. Continuing to inhale deep and exhale fully. Allow any emotions, thoughts, anything moving through the body to be released on every exhale. Imagining your breath coming into any places of tension or pain or stress, and simply exhaling to release them, exhaling them away. Feeling your sitting bones, your legs making contact with the earth, the chair, the seat, the couch, the bed, wherever you are at this moment. And feeling that contact with your body and that form of earth beneath you. Allow your breath to flow into your whole body. And feeling the sensation, the imagining, the visioning of roots growing down through your tailbone, through your feet, through any part of you touching that piece of earth beneath you. Roots growing down through the building, breaking through concrete and going down into the earth, into the soft earth, all the way down into the liquid core, connecting to a source of infinity.
As you continue to breathe deeply,
open yourself up to using your mind's eye to visualize light pouring into the top of your head, all around your body, all throughout the space you are within, protecting and clearing your entire being and your home or wherever you are at this time. And you become just like this beam and this beacon of light, and you start to expand and spread that light all around you, sending it back up from your roots, through your heart, and up through the sky, into the sun, all throughout and around the atmosphere of the earth, into a great golden sphere of light, surrounding the earth and filling it with love, with compassion, with divine energy of healing, bringing cleansing to all people in pain, bringing love and clarity to all people in fear or confusion, bringing peace and care to all people across all planes and all places. See your heart shining this light, and continue that breath into that light. And as you send it up again into that atmosphere, it showers down over your body in all the colors of the rainbow with divine DNA to bring through every single cell the deepest healing that you could ever ask for. Continue your breath and ask your heart, what do I need to heal?
Hi, and well, that should get you all in the mood. A little bit of medicine. So, how about going right into a song? Eli's got a guitar, an acoustic guitar, and Molly and Eli are going to be performing some music. So, do you need your drum as well, or are you going to just sing for now?
I'll play the guitar and sing.
You. Yes. Okay, so what's the name of the song you're going to do? Or is it a...
I'm just finding out what song we're singing. We're going to start with a song called The Birds Are Coming to Clear, to bring the power of the birds and the spirit of the birds into all spaces and all places, to bring clearing and to remember the breath and the prana of the universe.
Beautiful. Thank you. you, thank you, thank you. Medicine Show. And now we are going to be back in a moment after these moments. We'll be right back.
Nothing, really. Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
1, 2, 3!
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
You know, I'm so proud of it. It's almost indecent of me.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime. Across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
All right, back on the Medicine Show. And along with Molly and Eli, we have brought along a friend, emotional alchemist and ascension teacher Lori Morningstar facilitates healing and is an emotional specializing in reconnecting with our energetic systems. Welcome to the show, Lori.
Thank you.
And I see that you've worn quite a few hats here with the studies.
Yes.
Some of these things are really fascinating. I'm just going to list a couple of them because then we can go through them a little bit. Huna, what is Huna?
It's Hawaiian spirituality, a form of it. There's many forms of Hawaiian spirituality, but it's just one that I took.
What a beautiful place.
Yes,
did it was. And I guess then you visited Hawaii.
Yes, I was over there 3 times, a couple times for Lomi Lomi and once for Huna.
Which island?
A Big Island, early
2000s. I hear that's a really magical place.
It is.
Yes, and I just want to mention again to anybody who was anticipating Bachman Co. is supposed to be on the 27th. He is now going to be December 11th because, well, that just reminded me of him because he spends a lot of time over there and he just got back from doing some writing and stuff. So
nice. I got to meet him once a long time ago. He's a good musician.
Oh, and he is such a very nice. He emits good energy, like he's just a really nice guy. And so let's talk about NLP just for a second, because I've always been curious. It's more than neurolinguistic programming is the definition.
Yes.
And so it's more than just reading what is a lie on somebody's face or what makes them tick. Can you expand on this science?
Well, it's about, you know, the language for sure, you know, because we use a lot of our language in a really less than good way. You know, you hear the words try a lot and don't, and those are wrong ways to communicate. You know, when somebody's trying to do something, they're never actually going to do it. So either you're doing
it. I try every day.
Yeah. Keep going. Keep trying. Yes. Yeah. Try is like, you know, you're never going to, it's never going to happen. So it's either you're doing it or you're not. So if you do your best all the time, then you're actually doing something. And don't. The unconscious mind doesn't even recognize that. So if you tell somebody, don't do that, what's the first thing that they want to go do?
Rebel.
Yes. They want to go do what you told them not to do.
Yeah. I want to stick my hand on the element just to see if you're lying.
Yeah.
Well, I do like to be a doer. I'm a doer.
Yeah.
Do.
Good.
No. So... can you give some advice with that, in that people, in like I always say, if you're praying especially, don't use too many negative words. You can say, you can accentuate the positive and pull back from the negative. So it sounds like you're kind of going there with your everyday language in guiding people, you know.
Yeah, exactly, especially within prayer or everyday language, right? It's always focus on what you want. You know, everybody's saying, I don't want this, I don't want that. And then what happens is the unconscious mind doesn't process it. And the unconscious mind does 2.3 million bits of information per second and runs your body. So whatever you, however you talk, that's what it does for you. So when you say, I don't want this and I don't want that, that's exactly what you're going to get, because the unconscious mind only hears, I want this and I want that. So it goes and helps you.
And then there's, there is, for example, hypnosis. We've got here as one of the things you were studying. Use that as some sort of positive, like guiding, like mindfulness. What we were talking about, which words you choose, mm-hmm. can that be also a powerful thing? Or are you still?
I use hypnosis in a very different way. I use it with emotional alchemy. I never use it for like I'm doing a hypnotic session or anything like that. I use it when I'm teaching people how to clear emotions and teaching them how to use the unconscious mind. Because when somebody's in a relaxed state, mm-hmm. That's the best way to teach somebody. And especially the unconscious mind. So when I talk and I do what Molly does and gets people breathing and relaxing, and just by the tone of your voice, you can move it down into a place where they're nice and calm and relaxed.
Well, you know, in asking for things in prayer and stuff, a lot of people feel that for some reason that it does get down to people don't feel worthy. And I like your opinion on worthiness.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could expand upon like people, if you're God's creation,
mm-hmm.
why would you not? Or that was exactly. A quote on your website. So yeah. If you could.
Well, unworthiness is just something that we took on. Same with all the other emotions, so that we can be learning lessons and doing something that is something that we're not, and we're just the light, right? And mm-hmm. so we decide we're going to take on all these emotions. And what happens is we take on more. So something happens one time that makes you angry, and then it happens again and again and again, because now we have that anger within us, and it's like a magnet. So all of events in your life or people that come into your life, they're going to help you to engage in that anger, because that's what you want, because it's in your body. And what I teach people is how to get that out. And I just want to share something about prayers, because I'm a sun dancer and I'm into ceremony. And the one thing that I know about prayers, if you really want something, give gratitude for what you have and also for what you want to come into your life. Gratitude is the best attitude.
Gratitude's an attitude. I like it. Yeah. A lot of people don't know what the Merkabah is. Can you tell people what that is?
It's a rotating counter field of light that is a light body field that's around us, and it's for moving up into the higher vibrations or ascension.
Ascension. How exciting. This is where a lot of people are going nowadays.
Yeah.
They're talking about it.
Yeah. Well, I was one of Drinvalo's first 52 teachers in 2011, and he wrote a book on the ancient secret of the flower of life and what he was teaching in there.
The purple book.
The purple, and there's a pink one, and it's purplish pink, and now there's a blue in the second volume. But what he's doing in there is he's teaching you how to do the Merkabah from the mind. So right. You're doing it with visualizations, mudras, breath, eye movements. And when I was his teacher in 2011, or was becoming a teacher for his Awakening the Illuminated Heart, we learned how to do it from the heart and activate it naturally. So there's no more meditation to do to activate your Merkabah. Once you've got it, that's it. And you can then go back into the Sacred Heart or the Creation Chamber and do work in there and explore yourself, because the Sacred Heart has the sacred chamber, or the sacred space, some people call it, and that's your, like, your Akashic record. So anything you have been, are, and will be is inside there. And in the creation chamber is the universe. So there's actually a portal out into the universe in there, and that's where we create from. That's the place that we need to go to connect our heart back up to our brain and create in unity consciousness.
And how important is it to be this aware? I mean, some people just are like, that's a lot of information,
mm-hmm.
you know, and especially when we go into the sacred geometry and what we're supposed to do with it and everything. And
we don't have to do anything. you just have to breathe and know how to do the thing. And I can show somebody, guide them with my little hypnotic talk down into that space and how to activate it. I've been doing it for 4 years now, and I've traveled around and taught people how to do it. And it's super quick and it's super easy.
Yeah, and you're talking from a lot of education too. So I like that your approach is not just.
I like the simple method in everything that I do, and if you ever worked with me, you know that's a fact.
Okay, I did want to ask one more question. Can you tell us about how your work has evolved into where you are now?
Yeah.
Like, what an adventure must have brought you here.
It has been quite an adventure, and it's interesting. Because it come from healing long, long ago, and you know, looking for healing for myself, and you know, I got into going to Drumvalo's work, and the very first one that I went to, it was about, I heard about the teacher training.
Where?
In Sedona. So. Where?
Oh, Sedona, is that in
Arizona?
Europe?
Okay. Arizona. Yeah. I went to Sedona.
Sounds exotic.
Yeah, and went to the first one down there, and I heard about the teacher training in July, and so I'm like, okay, I want to be in on that, and so I went to the second one that was in May, and I just wanted to make sure that Drumvalo knew who I was, and then I did get into the teacher training, and that was like a big catalyst for changing into teaching Ascension. About Ascension, because it's more of about what I've been doing all along, because wow. I've been a light worker and doing that kind of work for a long time. And so it was just the next gradual step up.
Well, it's really kind of hard to conceive unless you've these things about Ascension and everything. Mm-hmm. So
can I just say something about Ascension? People think, oh, we're going somewhere and, you know, we're leaving the earth. That's so not true. It's like the earth is raising her vibration, and so are we. And so one of the things that's holding us back is the fact that we're full of emotions.
Mm.
The more that you clear your emotions, the higher your vibration will be.
Mm.
And that's where Ascension is. It's up in the higher vibrations. And the Merkaba that I teach people how to activate it quick and easy. However, when you raise a certain vibration, I believe, and I've seen it happen, that will just naturally activate, because it's where we're going. And as you raise your vibration up, it's going to be there.
Okay, so the question pops up, is it like how much is this is a curious thing I've had about the whole thing. How much is spirit plant medicine involved in all of this?
How is it involved in all
like,
of this?
Is it true? Was there that element in these in Arizona, for example?
No, that element has been. I've been working with those medicines for about 7 years, and it's just been a lot of big healing. Like, that's why I got into spirituality in the first place, and it's been a lot of big healing. And I really want to thank Molly and Eli for a lot of help that they've given me, and I really appreciate it.
You know, I know we have to take a break in a second, but I did want to ask about the labyrinth.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it sounds like just a maze, but is it a form of meditation?
It is. And so you can go in there and looking straight down at the ground, and you can...
Down.
And you can go in there with either joy in your life and spread that joy out, because there's like 60 labyrinth or more, the same as what I have, around the world. So then that energy from what we're putting into the labyrinth, the video that we shot of Eli and Molly's, that was in there. So that energy goes out to all the other labyrinths that are around the world. Or if you have a problem, you can go in and think about your problem as you work your way toward the center. And then
beautiful.
You get in there and it resolves itself.
How wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back on The Medicine Show.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Hi, my name's Matthew. When I first got back from a military tour in Afghanistan, anytime I heard a siren or even a car alarm, I'd lose it completely. I would turn into a wild man, screaming, waving my arms. People would yell at me, "Shut up, you crazy. Get a job, would ya?" Well, I didn't go out and get a job. I got help instead. Now, I'm in a clean and safe apartment. I have friends and helpers who understand me. I landed a decent job. But I gotta admit, I still don't like car alarms or sirens. I used to think mental illness was a death sentence. I got life instead.
This message was produced by Columbian Center Society and Radio Malaspina in British Columbia.
Yay! All right, we're back on The Medicine Show. And I had a question for everybody, but I'm directing it sort of your way over there, Eli and Molly. I once read a comic where a man meets God and asks the question, "What's the true religion?" It makes me think about ceremony. And so in the past, people have been guided through family tradition as their culture. I mean, from their culture, but as our culture has been slowly disconnecting, many are finding their way to, and this can be quite an important decision in their lives about, you know, how do you know the way to worship and align with God through ceremony? Like, which way is the correct way? Some use pipes and tobacco. Some use images or statues, amulets, talismans, and feathers. How do you know which method is true?
The path to spirit is through your own heart. So if you connect with the pipes and the tobacco, then that's your path. And if you connect with one particular book or another, the Bible, the Quran, whatever it is, then that's your path. But your own heart is your gauge for that. And okay. If something feels right through your heart, then that tells you that's your next step to take.
And so I guess in a form you just pray for what you connect with personally.
Yeah.
I always think it's an individual thing. I'm not going to tell people how to. I just thought it.
Yeah, no, that's exactly how the path that I walk with the belief that your path to spirit is very individualized.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We tend to really fill our work in ceremony and in our songs with energy from all around the world. There's lots of Spanish songs. We use Indian mantras from our work with yoga. We use First Nations songs because in my life, I've found that connecting in a number of ways to the very nature of our existence and everything that it entails is really the way I've uncovered the most about my own existence, because in at least my belief, I know that I've been here many, many times as every different religion and every different culture at one point or another. So in my blood and in my DNA, in my soul and my energy, everything that has ever existed is part of me. So I seek spirit in the very existence of what we are as a being.
So you most likely have been a believer in most of your incarnations then?
Of some form or another, depending on what it was. Whether it was nature in its very raw form or whether it was some higher spirit, it's always been there.
You know, feel free to jump in. Just pull that mic over if you want. I was going to say, this is sort of leading into the next question, but do you believe that going back and thinking about, your past lives and stuff. What do you think about deja vu? Is it trying to tell you something?
In my personal experience with deja vu, it can range from various different parts of your soul's experience or of your mind as well, because it often comes as a subconscious message that has revealed something in your dreams, and then you have a similar emotional experience or even an event that replays itself, because time itself is not static and time itself is also not linear. It's all happening all at the same time, and when we slip into our REM state, we're able to actually access more of our entire consciousness. And in most beliefs that are working around the ascension energy, we believe that we're constantly co-creating our universe and along with the divine and along with our soul and our body. So when we're dreaming, we actually often are creating our next piece of our existence. So deja vu can come up because you actually wrote that day for yourself already inside mm-hmm. of your subconscious, and then it's popping up because you see it. But there are also other forms of it that do come from an experience that you've had in a past life, or even just something that happens in this life that is very similar people or very similar situation, and the feeling is almost always an emotional aspect that comes up and triggers something in the body. And it can be very useful as a message or as a teacher in your life, because if you pay attention to those moments, you might actually start to anticipate them and know your next steps.
Watch out. It could be a warning sign for you, you know? There's a good pizza place just around the corner. What about if you want to take them? I hear saying, what about luck? You got anything to say about like luck and coincidence? Luck and coincidence. I know you're going to take the mic next about luck and coincidence, because we discussed about it earlier. And do you believe that luck is trying to teach us something, like good or bad? Some days are just a run of good luck.
Yeah.
Is that indicating something to you, like you're just doing something right or wrong either way?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I think I put you on the spot.
Well, I have a little story about luck, but how please. Do you want to take it?
Oh, we love stories, so go ahead with that.
Okay. I was on my way up to the interior a couple of Octobers ago, and I was going to be taking Moonakey. And
Moonakey
is it's a... indigenous rites of Peru, the Incas, okay. Quechua. And so I was taking my first one there. I'd been drawn to this, and somehow it was just like we never got in communication. All of a sudden, there it was. And then off I'm going at 5 o'clock in the morning, and the roads were nice and clear and everything. And so I'm traveling up the connector, and all of a sudden I hit the last little bit of black ice and my car is going backwards. Ah. And then, yeah, because I had that cruise control on because it was a nice clear road. So, yeah, I just thought, well, where I was heading to wasn't going to be good and I probably would end up dead. So I hit the brakes just a little bit to stop the cruise control. And yeah. Then I was going around the other way. And I thought to myself, oh, I can get out of this. And then it's like, no, I guess I can't, as my car hit the edge and it just smashed over. And all I was thinking was, you know, I got my daughter's face in front of me and my friend Bibiano's face. And I'm like, I just saw them there. And I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to miss those guys. And I'm rolling over and over and over. And I end up upside down, way down in the ravine. And I'm like, okay, I'm in my body and I'm good. And I've scratched my finger, and so I get out of my compacted SUV and wow. Start bringing all my stuff up to the top of the road. And some guy, it was a tent that I was down at the East Eddie Ranch, and it was in a tree, and I'm kind of shaken up a little bit. So I pick that up out of the tree and some of my other stuff and put it at the top of the road. And
this, how casual.
Yeah, this guy had seen me. He's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, is anybody else in there? And I'm like, no. And he goes, I'm going to phone 911. And I'm like, oh, okay, sure, whatever. And I go back down and I start picking up more of my stuff and putting it on top of the tent that was there.
Must have been cold.
It wasn't bad. There was snow on the ground. I didn't really feel anything.
The adrenaline, weren't you?
I was in a little bit of shock, but I was actually pretty calm because I got to the top of the hill the first time and I kind of looked around and what am I going to do? Well, I don't have a car. I can't go home. There's no point in going to my cousin's place where I was going, so I have to get to my workshop. So that was my goal, was to get to the workshop.
Onward and forward. The
yes,
show must go on.
The show must go on. So I... the guy goes, what are you bringing all your stuff up here for? And I says, well, I need to get to a workshop. And I says, it's in 45 minutes. And he's like, well, how are you going to get there? And I'm like, well, I don't know, but I'm going to go because I can't leave my stuff in my car. So I go down for more stuff. And he's trying to get me to get the ambulance telling me to sit down. And I'm like, no, I don't want to sit down.
I got to get my stuff.
Yeah. And so as I'm going down the hill, I hear him say to the 911, oh, she looks like she's about 32. And I'm a little bit older than 32. So I was pretty happy about that. And I go down and I get some more stuff and bring it up. And by this time, there's another guy that had pulled over on the side of the road. And he's talking to me and he's like, well, what are you going to do now? Are you going to wait for the emergency vehicles? And I'm like, no, I think I got a workshop to go to. And he's like, well,
get to this workshop.
He says, how are you going to get there? And I'm like, I'm not sure. And he says, well, I can give you a ride. And I'm like, and my stuff? And he's like, I think so. And I said, well, I have a massage table down in the car still. And he's like, I'm not sure.
Oh.
And so he opens it up and he puts all his stuff in there. And then I go down and he's like, yeah, for sure we can get it. So I go on down and I'm getting the massage table out, but the car's upside down and I have to take the headrest off and my arm's starting to hurt now and my head where I hit it starting. I'm like, okay, something's going on here. So he comes down and he gets the rest of that. And then we're leaving and I show up 20 minutes late for my workshop. And not bad, eh?
Not bad at all.
I was pretty lucky.
Okay, well, he had the massage table. Did he join the group? Did he enjoy?
No.
Did he appreciate where you were going?
He was just a really nice guy. And you know what's lucky about that is because he had stayed over in Hope the night before because he didn't want to have an accident on the connector. And so if he'd have come that night instead of staying in Hope, I would not have had my ride.
And you wouldn't have made it to the workshop.
I wouldn't have made it to the workshop.
You know, Molly and I were talking earlier about luck, and I had already written this, you know, a few questions for you guys because I believe that moments like, you know, the coincidence and luck and deja vus, they often do point to something and just telling us, reminding us to be mindful in a way. So what was your, I want to get your thoughts on what happened today that has sparked the idea of you. What are you thinking about luck?
Oh, well, before I realized that it was Friday the 13th,
yes,
I was up very early this morning to get to a workshop that I was teaching. And so I was out waiting for the bus in the rain and at 6 in the morning missed by just, you know, half a block that bus in the morning that then
Did
wasn't going to come for...
Get splashed by a puddle too?
I saw a huge puddle get splashed on the street while I was on the bus, and I was at that point being thankful for everything I was lucky for. So I was very glad I didn't get hit by a puddle, but I did wait for half an hour in the pouring rain, drizzling rain. But and then missed my second bus. I was taking 3 buses this morning. Missed the second bus while I was at the stoplight, and that's when flashed through my mind, bad luck. And then I realized, okay, why am I getting this second experience of missing the bus in the same morning? And the first bus I missed, lots of emotion came up in a short amount of time of feeling frustrated and et cetera.
Let those demons ride.
Yeah. So then I realized, well, I didn't handle that very well the first time, so I'm not certain if this is bad luck or just a second chance to handle it a little better.
Right.
So
that's beautiful. What a beautiful way to look at it.
Yeah.
A second chance to do it over again. People don't get that chance a lot.
Yeah. So I sat and I waited for the second bus to come again, thinking of all of the things I was happy for that day. And then the bus came relatively quickly, and I was like, oh, I did a good job this time. And then I saw my bus ticket and realized that it was Friday the 13th. But it got me thinking about, is it luck? Is it circumstance, or is it merely opportunities for us to live our lessons in manifested form?
I believe in dynamic conversion. It's a business idea, but you can apply it to your spirituality. It's when you...
Good pitch.
You see, there's adversity and difficulty in life. Take it and convert the energy. Make it into something good and positive. I usually like to start with a lesson. Wow, it's a second opportunity to do it right the next time. So let's try out a song as we were. And so you've got, as he's setting up with the guitar, he's got lots of crystals in front of him, some feathers. You guys got crystals underneath the chairs. Can we talk about that real quick before we do the song?
Well, generally in a sacred space of ceremony, we have altars set up in the space, and altars have been used across all different cultures, indigenous and otherwise, to act as protective mechanisms, or depending on what the person is practicing for and what they want to put their intentions into the altar is basically what it's there for. So what I actually literally have here is four selenite, and while they might be ulexite and they're holding the space for the four directions, and there's a quartz crystal for clearing in the center, and then a little piece of Palo Santo, which is a sacred wood that is a smudge or a cleansing tool, and two eagle feathers from Haida Gwaii. And a vine friend and a shaker that Lori made.
Beautiful. Those are beautiful. Handmade rattle and stick. What does the stick do?
The stick holds a very special spirit.
And is it an instrument as well?
No.
No, it's just a vibrational tool, the same as the crystals.
Magic wand.
Yeah.
Very magic.
Ding!
Excellent. Okay, so just what song?
We're going to sing, what do we call this song? Great Spirit is Coming, I guess that's what we call
that,
it.
That is, in fact, exactly what we call it.
Okay.
Love it. Go ahead. Madison Show, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, from Squamish Territory, Musqueam Land, unceded territory. And Tsleil-Waututh.
And for everybody listening out there, I invite you to just ask your own higher power, your higher self, and your own form of great spirit or God or creator to bring healing to yourself, to your friends, to your family, and to all the people in Paris and across Europe who might be suffering right now due to some tragic events that have taken place. And many of you have probably heard, and I just hope that those that are listening can send out love from their hearts to people all across the world.
Taking all the fear that we may feel inside and converting it to love.
When are we?
That's
Happy Saturday, everybody.
That's Molly Hannah Warner and Eli Kaiser. And we just got joined by DJ Ray from the Late Night Show. He's got his shows coming up. Late Night Drum and Bass coming up in 25 minutes, actually. Just want to let everybody know that next week we're going to have Carousel Scene in here. Woohoo! Carousel Scene! And also a gentleman named... I'm going to be interviewing a gentleman named Pepe Mendoza Lole, who also does medicine music with a lot of flutes. He's got a lot of flutes, quite a few flute collection, and several rattles, and absolutely beautiful. I've played him before on the show. So we're going to go into a song that was recommended by you called, how do you say this? The name of the song? It's
Pia Machi. Oh, Machi by Paia.
Okay.
Paia.
Thank you. Apologies. We'll be right back on the medicine show.
Oh,
back in on the Madison Show.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Hello.
www.citr.ca.
Yeah. That was DJ Ray in the background talking about CITR. And, yes, Lori.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I had a wonderful time having you guys in the studio. You got shout outs for people. You got you got a website up if people can search out more of this information and actually get some practical stuff that you can apply right away. So if you can let them know about this, because I thought it was quite valuable, that resource.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have my website is www.morningstartransformations.com. And the homepage has got the upcoming month on there, but you can go to the calendar, and I have a contact and video page on there, which has all my videos that I've been in. The latest is a pay-per-view that is on the front page of a homepage and also on the video, and that is Emotional Alchemy. So if you want a way to just take 75 minutes and go through a meditation and learn a little bit about your language, then that's up there for rental, or you can purchase it.
And even if you just go perusing the website, it's like you can listen to some of these, like, it's like you can use them for guided meditation in a way too as well, right?
Yeah.
It's great stuff.
Thank you.
All right. And then so Molly and Eli, is there hope for the future in your hearts? Do you guys believe that somehow that we're going to believe, you know, people are talking about the weather and the politics and the this and that. Do you guys have hope for the future?
Absolutely.
In every moment, definitely.
It kind of shows, you know, in the smiles on your faces and stuff. So you guys got any hellos to anybody out there in the world? Or?
Well, I'd just like to say that it's been really nice to share this space with Lori. We do circles, song circles, and ceremonies at Lori's home where she has, as we talked about, the labyrinth, and there's land there to be in nature that is still close enough in the city. It's very rare and special to have that land space in an urban area, and so we've been doing a lot of work with her, and she's been opening up for our circles with Emotional Alchemy and getting everyone clearing, releasing their emotions, and then going into the circle and the healing work clear. And so we've been having lots of fun and lots of really big work happening with us working together, so it's been really nice to share this space.
And you're also teaching children too. I want to acknowledge that and give kudos to being a teacher. So you work with young kids as well, right?
Yes, not in my everyday job, but with our workshops that we run, we do them with all ages. We've done meditation circles with girls
in
elementary school.
On the side.
Well, I'm a yoga teacher, and I do some workshops in high schools for a different organization that I work for.
Do you want to go into that, or just leave that for now? All right. So, Eli.
Yes.
Thank you for blessing us with your presence and your wonderful music. That was transcendental.
Thank you very much. You know, it's funny. What's the only thing that's sitting in my mind right now is luck still, and how I look at it like divine alignment. And it's funny because how we even ended up here was by meeting you on a ferry. And a lot of our lives seem to be kind of organized by people we meet on ferries, because now we're here on the Medicine Show doing all this music. And in the other side of our life, what we have coming up in, like, what we're doing for our work, we also have somebody we met on a ferry in Nicaragua who's helped us set up doing these yoga teacher trainings all around the world.
Hope you didn't go through the windstorm.
It was calm that day.
Yeah, luckily.
So now we have some upcoming yoga teacher trainings and retreats in St. Lucia in the Caribbean.
Yay!
Beautiful there. Oh, yes. So we'll be there in December with the option of either doing a retreat with yoga, healing, meditation, or if you're wanting to become certified to teach yoga to bring this healing and the light to even more people in your daily work, then we'll be running the training from St. Lucia also. It's a 2-week-long training, so it's condensed. People don't always have more time than that. And then we're doing a 3-week training in the Florida Keys to become a yoga teacher, and also one in Nicaragua in March. So lots of opportunity to travel and train and gain more skills, heal, prepare yourself to be a warrior of light.
Would you like to introduce us to your Earl?
www.livingwithspirithealing.org.
If you're lucky, maybe somebody will give you Christmas in St. Lucia.
You can stay for Christmas.
It's a tropical paradise.
We'll be having a solstice night.
It's a tropical paradise. I guess that sure helps enhance the ceremony.
Yes,
right?
Once again, it's a tropical paradise.
While it's
raining here. Vancouver.
Okay, so you guys are going to do a little while of song. And do you want to say anything about that or just go right into it or what?
Well, I will say that sometimes songs tend to just happen and I won't have time to tell you what they all are.
Ooh, it's like suspense.
But this first one is called Spirit Calling.
We
relations, to all my relations, my relations, my relations,
to all my relations, my relations, my relations, to all my relations, my relations, my relations. Oh, oh, oh.
Hare Hare, Om Jaya Jaya.
in my heart. Om gam gana padhe namaha padhe.
Absolutely beautiful. Oh.
I'm the only one who's applause.
Thank you.
You are applause. That's your name, DJ Ray. Yeah. I want to thank Eli and Molly, Molly Hannah Warner, Eli.
Thank Kaiser. You.
Thank you so much. It's so fun to be on here with you and share this with your audience and hang out with you for an hour and a half.
It is. It's like a Nova Scotian kitchen party in here, except for a little bit deeper. I mean, I am Nova Scotian.
It follows me.
Thank you, Lori Morningstar, for coming on.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
It's a total blessing to have you all. I'd like to, first of all, thank the creator, my mother, my sister, my brothers, Merv, grandson, Christopher, Jacques, Kelly, all my friends, all my relations. Love and peace to everybody. We're going to go out with a song from Buckman Co., who will be here on December 11th. Next week, we have the carousel scene and an interview or some music from Pepe Mendoza Lole, the medicinal man of music.
Thank you so much.
For the late night show with DJ Ray coming right up. Medicine Show,
CITR. Oh, good night.
Aho! Love!
Aho, good night!
Aho, good night!
because the world will remain in the hands of the unchosen few. For the forces of love and peace and of truth are more than just me and you. Won't find this in the middle.